Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. It's going to come to a head in Madison. Here's what's happened. The DNR Secretary, Preston Cole, has told the legislature that it needs money. The DNR needs money. The state needs money to curtail forever chemicals, PFAS, forever chemicals. For the cleanup effort, there are 50 sites statewide. Right now, there are advisories out to not eat smelt from Lake Superior. There are advisories out to not eat fish from Starkweather Creek in Madison. There are advisories out not to eat deer liver if it's caught in or near Marinette County. Now, let me tell you something. The deer in Marinette County don't stay in Marinette County, okay? There's not a fence around Marinette County. Deer from Marinette County can walk down to Antigo. They can walk down to Green Bay. They can walk down to Platteville. They walk wherever they want. They're deer, you see. Once the deer in this state, you have a bunch of them, you can't eat their liver. Pretty soon, you're not going to be able to eat their venison. And pretty soon, it's not just going to be Marinette County. You know, in the smelt in Lake Superior, it's not just going to be smelt. It's all fish from Starkweather Creek in Madison already. Soon it's going to be all fish in Lake Superior. Lake Superior is connected to Lake Michigan. You know, this stuff doesn't just sit there. It floats, it migrates. And how did the deer get infected with it? Deer got infected with it, not just because they occasionally drink water that has it, but these forever chemicals get into the earth. I mean, they get into the earth. They get into the soil. They get into leaves on trees and bushes. And what has the Republican Party done? The Republican Party has supported a lawsuit by the manufacturers that's trying to stop the DNR from even testing groundwater from companies. And why? Because the regulations don't specifically say groundwater. They'll say something general like the DNR shall test in its discretion, you know, based on evidence, its discretion. They'll say things like effluent, or they'll say something else. And what the Republicans are saying, that an administrative regulation has to be spelled out in ducks and bunnies. It has to give every chemical, and if you're off by one chemical, then it doesn't apply. Well, let me tell you something. There are a lot of chemicals, okay? You were in high school, there are a lot of chemicals. That's not the way it works. The DNR is the environmental agency. There's an alert that they should test. They should test for forever chemicals, and they should test for poison and pollutants in water. That's enough. And we're not talking here about anything intrusive. What we're talking about is 50 sites in this state identified right now. Now, let me tell you something. If there are 50 sites identified, you know there are more than that that should be identified. I mean, you know, you can't get it down that close. And Lake Superior to Marinette to a creek in Madison, that's getting pretty far flung. And let me tell you something about forever chemicals. Forever means forever. There's a song, but, you know, forever means forever. Forever means forever. Republicans say, well, they only mean 100,000 years. All right, 100,000 years. Go back 100,000 years. There was no recorded history at all. There's only been recorded history for about 5,000 years. 100,000 years ago, our ancestors, you know, they had evolved, so they were Homo sapiens, but they ran around chewing on bones, dressed in skins, okay? 100,000 years from now, who knows? I don't want to wait 100,000 years from now. Some of the business people and the Republican Party are not only standing by, but interfering with the Department of Natural Resources in cleaning up poison in our water. I can't put it any more clearly. When I first got involved in politics a long time ago as the party chairman of the Democratic Party, the Republican Party around the state said they hated the DNR. They called it damn near Russia. That's what they called it. DNR, damn near Russia. And that's what they've always thought about it, because they do not care. They look on water as a garbage pit to throw stuff in. Well, we drink it. We drink the garbage. And it gets into groundwater, and groundwater doesn't move very quickly. And to get toxins out of groundwater takes tens of thousands of years. So all Preston Cole, the DNR secretary, is asking for is an appropriation from the legislature to clean up forever chemicals, PFAS, so that if we can do it, if it's not too late, you'll be able to eat the deer you shoot. The day will come. I mean, you know about chronic wasting disease, and you know about all that. A lot of them were deer that escaped from game farms and so forth. But it would be a terrible thing if the day came. We're a deer hunting state. And if the day came, you go out deer hunting, and you had to burn the carcass because you couldn't eat it. If you think that that can't happen, why can't you eat deer liver for a deer taken in Marinette or nearby? If you think that can't happen, do you really believe that the deer in Marinette County stay in Marinette County? Marinette County is not like Las Vegas. In Las Vegas, their motto is, what goes on in Las Vegas stays in Las Vegas. Okay? Well, the deer in Marinette County have never been to Las Vegas. And what goes on in Marinette County does not stay in Marinette County. It'll go over to Brown County. It'll go to Fond du Lac County. Okay, it'll get to Marquette County. You know, it'll go over to Wood County. It'll get down to Grant County, get down to Milwaukee County, get all over the place, deer or deer. The DNR has to step in. What's going to happen is Tony Evers does put money into budgets, and it gets cut out by the Republicans, by Voss. That's who it gets cut out by. Because his donors want him to. They want to use the water of this state as a garbage dump. They do not want to give money to the DNR. So you're a Republican? I don't care what you are. Are you a hunter? If you're anti-hunting, then go away, okay? Because I'm pro-hunting. But if you're a hunter and you want to eat the deer you shoot, well, let me tell you something. They shouldn't be drinking poison and nibbling vegetation that's infected with poison. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. I wouldn't have no luck at all.